This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Leaders of various political parties are intensifying the last-minute rallies. Voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and a Union Territory of Chandigarh are going to polls on 1st of June. Simultaneously, 42 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls. Counting of votes will be done on 4th of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Hoshiarpur town of Punjab today. Besides, if the BJP national president JP Nadda is also scheduled to address rallies in Amritsar, Faridkot, Roopnagar in favour of party candidates. On the other hand, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and state chief minister Bhagwant Singh Mann is scheduled to hold road shows in various districts. In Uttar Pradesh, Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will campaign in Kushinagar, Robertsganj and Chandauli constituencies. BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will hold road shows in Kushinagar and Sonbhadra constituencies, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj and Ghosi constituencies today. In Jharkhand, BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will hold rallies in Goda and Sahibganj, while Chief Minister Champai Soren will address a series of meetings in Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj in favour of party candidates. In Bihar, BJP State President Samrat Chaudhary will hold public meetings in poll-bound areas. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha will hold door-to-door campaign in Nalanda, Jehanabad, Pataliputra constituencies. LJP Ram Vilas Party Chief Chirag Paswan will also hold public meetings in support of NDA candidates. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will hold road show and voters outreach program in Pataliputra constituency. RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav will take a whirlwind tour of all 8 parliamentary constituencies and address public meetings. In a major crackdown, Maharashtra government has suspended 2 senior doctors of Sassoon General Hospital, Pune on various charges including tampering with the blood samples of the minor accused in the Porsche car crash of 19th of May. While Dr. Ajay Tavare and Dr. Sri Hari Halnor have been suspended with immediate effect. The Dean of the hospital, Dr. Vinayak Kale, has been sent on compulsory leave. The action against these doctors came after a special 3-member medical panel headed by Dr. Pallavi Saple carried out a 2-day inquiry into the circumstances leading to the change of blood samples and tampering with the blood report of the accused. Both the doctors are currently in police custody till tomorrow. A total of 200 teams constituted by Delhi Jal Board will inspect water wastage places in the city from today in view of ongoing water shortage problem in the national capital Delhi. The teams will visit across the city and impose a fine of 2,000 rupees against violators. Southwest monsoon is expected to hit Kerala today, 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of 1st of June. India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that monsoon can advance over some parts of northeastern states by today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the severe heatwave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to subside gradually from today. British Parliament was dissolved midnight last night as the 5-week campaign period began leading up to the general election on 4th of July. As the clock struck 1 minute past midnight, all 650 seats of Members of Parliament became vacant. In chess, Pragya Nanda toppled Magnus Carlsen for the first time in classical event. The 18-year-old prodigy took down the world number one, and that is the end of this news bulletin.